こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目。先週ロサンゼルスにて米国宇宙協会のカンファレンスが開催され、その中で地球外生命体とのコミュニケーションを念頭に置いた言語学のワークショップが開かれました。人類は宇宙探索を加速させており、今では多くの専門家が地球の外にも生命体がいる可能性は高いと考えていますが、実際に知的生命体を発見した場合、どのような順序を踏んで対話を試みるべきなのかについて答えはありません。言語学者のシェリー・ウェルス・ジェンセンさんはネイチャー誌の取材に対し、言語というものが生命体に生まれつき備わった概念なのか、それとも体の形や惑星の特徴によって生み出されるものなのかによってお互い理解できるかどうかが変わってくると述べました。
Last week, the U.S. National Space Society hosted a conference in which a linguistics workshop was held on the subject of communicating with extraterrestrial beings. While humans are rapidly advancing space technologies for observation,And the majority of experts agree that the possibility of extraterrestrial life is high, we still have no set protocol for how to communicate with extraterrestrials if we do somehow make contact. Sherry Wells Jensen stated the following, speaking to Nature, paraphrasing, If language has a necessary innate piece, then two civilizations might have a good chance of understanding each other. However, if body shape and what your planet is like has more to do withlanguage, then we'd have a better chance of understanding aliens that are similar to us than understanding those that aren't.
そう、このインタビューの中で Arrival っていう映画あったじゃん、hmm. あれの話も出ていて、まあ、言語学者の理想としては本当にエイミー・アダムスの役のように宇宙人が来たからって言って政府に呼ばれて宇宙人と対話するっていうのはすごい理想ではあるけど、実際は多分ああいう感じにはならないと思うって言ってた。
How would it go? Like we do something, right? There's some kind of protocol in place, isn't there?
なんか基本的にはまず数学から始めると思うって言ってた、
hmm.
数学の概念をエクシェンジして数字でちょっと対話するみたいな。
What are we trying to figure out? Or what is the first thing or the most important thing for us to figure out in communicating with an alien species?
Their intent?
Well, what's our intent?
Well,
the intent kind of depends on who you're communicating with, too.
Yeah, yeah. But like, 大体その宇宙人との対話がテーマになってる作品とかって最初はやっぱりその intent 相手の意図とこちらの意図を確認しなきゃいけないところから始まるじゃん、うん、要は、まあ、どこで出会ってるのかにもよるけどね。だから地球にもう来ちゃってる場合はさ、やっぱりいつも同じで何しに来たの か,、
うん、
なんか侵略するために来たのか、友達になりたくて来たのか、単純に興味があって来たのか、それがわからないことにはもうどうしようもないって感じじゃん、
うん、
だそういうところから始まるのか。
So we would want to confirm whether or not they're hostile.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, are they a threat?
Yeah.
Is that really important to determine? Because I feel like the power differential is going to be so great that if they have ill intent, I'm not sure there's a whole lot we could do.
でも分かりたくない?
とりあえず、 I mean, I want to know.
でしょ? とりあえず、
I have some arrangements I'd make here on Earth, you know, what I want to do with my final moments. But, as,、mm. you know, outside of that, I don't know if it's that pragmatic. I mean, I don't know what is pragmatic if you're about to be crushed by、yeah. a super intelligent alien species.
だからいつもこういう時に考えるのは、ネイティブアメリカンの人が最初にイギリス人が来た時に、
mm. Mm.
どう思ったかっていうのを想像してみるというかさ、
うん、
でまあ困ってるから助けてあげようとかいろいろさ、
うん、
あったわけじゃない。ただ結局まあ外から来た人側のインテンションはいいものではなかった、
うん、
結果としてまあ今こうなってるわけだけど、
oh, it, when someone arrives somewhere, you know, there's this issue ofAm I really talking to this person, or are they 代表 for something.
Yeah.
You know?
そうそうそう.
And I don't think that was clear to the natives, you know, that they were very much beholden to some interests.
Yeah. そういうふうになる可能性はもちろんあるよね。人間対地球外生命体となったときに。
Do you remember what Nakayama-san was saying about communicating with aliens?
What was he saying?
He suggested that you could establish... Well, his question initially was, how could you communicate left and right? And he pointed out if you look up, you know, left. I mean, left is usually communicated as the opposite of right, right?
Yeah.
And in physics, generally, there aren't asymmetries. But they did discover that the beta rays from cobalt-60 are asymmetrical. And then you could refer to cobalt-60 by its relative mass to other elements. And then you could establish left and right with that asymmetry at the particle level.
Mm-hmm.
So particle physicists might have some ideas for establishing some basic communication with aliens, but it's weird to even think about, you know, what this idea of an innate language, like what is that, you know, what is language? Is it, because we have written, we have, it could be visual, it could be sound. I mean, what medium are we?
Yeah. So, これまでSETIが何回か宇宙に向けてメッセージを出してるじゃん。で、その中に音楽とかも含まれているし、図形とかさ。
Oh, you mean the Voyager?
Yeah.
Records?
So, like, 何が相手に刺さるか分かんないから、とりあえずいろいろ出してみるしかないみたいな感じだと思うけど、ただまあ、実際にこういうワークショップが開かれるっていうこと自体が面白いなと思った。なんか当然その夢物語っていうんじゃなくて、実際にじゃあ、本当にこういうことが起きた時のことを想定してどうなるかっていうのを真剣に議論してるわけだから。
How do you think this compares with? I mean, it's a similar problem with as communicating with animals, right? Animals seem like they can communicate among themselves,
yeah,
to some degree. Certainly better than we can communicate with them, right? But we don't really take that seriously, right?
I do, since I have cats, but yeah.
You know what I mean. Like, we don't really take it that seriously. And I don't know if extraterrestrials would take it seriously with regards to us.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, communicating, you know, I think it's such a deep concept. And I always think about the Earth as just a bunch of people saying stuff.
Yeah. で、しかもやっぱり地球外生命体とコミュニケーションを取るってなった時に、単純にじゃあその人間と犬猫がコミュニケーションを取ってみようとかっていうことじゃなくて、もっと政治的な話じゃん、おそらく。だから今もう北朝鮮とアメリカがじゃあなんかぐちゃぐちゃ話してるけど、それと同じようなか、もちろんそれ以上の、さっきのネイティブアメリカンズと最初のイギリス人と同じでさ、なんかこう利害関係とか、こう隠れたアジェンダがあって、お互いこう腹を割らずに話すことになるじゃん、多分。
Yeah, except that the English and the Native Americans were almost perfectly identical compared to the differences that you'd see between alien species, you know, like extremely similar. I mean, first of all, they're the same species.
そう、だから人間同士でもこんなぐちゃぐちゃになるわけだから、どうなんだろうね。まあ、お互いのその知的の部分のレベルの差にもよると思うけど、あっちの方がもうさ、何十倍も知的だったらもう話し合うもん。
What do you think the what is the innate dictionary? There was this author, I think Robert Graves, that wrote about the idea of a, I don't know how to say it, but a, like an Ushfracht.
Okay.
Ushfracht? But a primal language that once existed when humans were closer to animals.
Okay.
Where there wasn't anything said in the primal language that was superfluous. And it was so intense that if you were in the presence of someone using that language, that the meaning of what they're saying would just absolutely take hold of your mind. And maybe you've kind of, if you listen to someone who's a very, very eloquent mm-hmm. speaker, mm-hmm. sometimes this happens. You kind of get in a trance and you're thinking while they're speaking. You're just thinking what they're saying because mm-hmm. it's so clear.
Right.
There's clearly levels to this. You know, when we're speaking right now, I'm using vocabulary that, you know, is pulled from some broader culturally sanctioned, I mean, it's ambiguous, but there's a sense of the dictionary, right?
Yeah.
An underlying dictionary. I refer to that. I translate that into an acoustical signal, a sound mm-hmm. that I then proceed to make with my face,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And then your ears receive this acoustical signal.
Yeah.
And then you go to your dictionary.
Yeah.
And you try to decipher that acoustical signal into meaning.
Mm.
But the problem here is that our dictionaries are not the same dictionary.
Right.
So what is the universal dictionary?
Hmm.
That's really what the question is. The dictionary that both we have and the aliens have.
Right.
And that's somewhere in math
mm.
and in physics.
Right.
It's an interesting problem.
そのインタープレテーションの余地がないところってことだよね。Mm. 要は。
Well, physics, I mean, the world is our reference, is our common reference.
Yeah.
And that's it. There is no other, you know. If we try to use something from our own culture, that would be dumb.
そうね。絶対分かってくれないから。
Yeah.
次。今週火曜日、アメリカの美人コンテスト、ミスアメリカの運営団体が今年から水着審査を廃止すると発表しました。ミスアメリカは1921年に開始以降、毎年水着審査を行っており、水着にハイヒール姿の女性が審査されていました。運営団体の代表、グレッチェン・カリソン氏は、多くの若い女性からコンテストには出たいが水着姿を晒すのは嫌だという声を聞き、今回の決定はそれを反映したものだとし、今後は参加者の容姿ではなく、能力や知性で評価していくと述べました。ミスアメリカは昨年 CEO を含む男性幹部が参加女性たちのことをデブ、マンコ、死ねばいいなどと嘲笑しているメールが流出し、辞任するというスキャンダルを起こしていました。ミスアメリカはもともと勝者に奨学金を提供し、女性たちに力を与える。というミッションを掲げており、水着姿に点数をつけることとミッションの折り合いがついていないという声が内部でも長年上がっていました。
On Tuesday, the management of the American beauty pageant, Miss America, announced that they would end their swimsuit competition. Miss America has hosted swimsuit contests since 1921, in which women were judged in swimsuits and wearing high heels. The organization's chairwoman, Gretchen Carlson, stated that many young women told her that they wanted to enter the Miss America contest but did not want to wear a swimsuit. Carlson also stated that participants would not be judged based on their appearance, but rather their ability and intelligence. Last year, male management in the organization said disparaging things about their contestants in an email which was leaked, saying that they were fat or that they should die. The scandal led to their resignation. Miss America's stated mission has long been to offer scholarships to the winner and empower women.And there had been conflict about whether the swimsuit contest was in line with that goal.
そう、これあの、Miss USA と Miss America って違うんだよね。
で、What's the difference?
あの、Miss USA の方が Miss Teen USA とか Miss Universe とかいろんなブランチがあって、あのドナルド・トランプが絡んでた方。
はい。
で、あっちは、普通にエンターテインメントビジネスだからお金のためにやってるショー、
うん、
なんだけど、うん、このミスアメリカは NPO なんだよね、
うん、
だからで奨学金を勝者に渡すっていうことがメインの実は目的っていうのをずっと掲げてたんだよね。それが本当かどうかは別として。
Didn't what's that guy's name? The comedy TV Oliver.
John Oliver.
Yeah, talked about
I think
Miss
so.
America and it doesn't. It's not the greatest NPO.
No, but
they've do bad things with money.
Right.
Or at least that's what he was suggesting, right?
Okay, I don't know.
I mean, that's what I remember from seeing that episode a few years ago.
Okay. ただそのミス USA が見た目で判断しますって言ってるのにの一方、うん、このミスアメリカに関してはずっとこういやうちはそういうことだけじゃなくてちゃんと中身を見て奨学金を上げるためのコンテストですって言ってきたんだよね、うん、だからあの前にすごい話題になったノースカロライナのコンテスタントの子いたじゃん。
Yes.
あの時事問題で、
yes.
エデュケーションの話。
That's one of my favorite
そう。
video clips ever.
そう。そう、だから、ああいう。
They are not selecting for any, I mean, they're selecting based on appearance. I mean, they,
そうなの。
That was, right?
そう。
I mean,
だから、
that lady was gorgeous, but her speech did not make sense.
そうなの。で、あの、あれでまあ、すごい覚えてる人も多いと思うんだけど、要は、見た目だけを気にして過ごしてきた若い女性。を見た目で選んでるくせに、うん、あんな難しい時事問題をみんなに聞くから、うん、
But they knew that they were gonna answer those questions, right?
そう、ただ聞かれてから答えるまでに本当に数秒しかないんだよね、
うん、
で質問が結構本当に難しい、あの、うん、その辺の人でもパッとはそんな答えられないような、
うん、
あの結構突っ込んだ政治の話とかをわざわざこう、このね、うん、お嬢さんたちに聞くわけで、
well, we don't know if Miss Carolina is even dumb. I mean, she could just be a really bad public speaker, right? Like you can get nervous and then your brain stops working and it don't make sense. But you're not dumb. You're just it's not coming out right. I'm trying
well,
to be nice.
I know you're trying to be nice, but
we don't know for sure.
Yeah, I just rewatched that video okay. earlier today, so like, okay.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Anyway, だからまあそこですごい歪みが生じてたわけよね。
Mm-hmm.
あの、え、この子たちにこの時事問題の質問するか普通っていう感じのすごい謎のギャップがあって。
Let's get Ja Rule in here. What does Ja Rule think?
そうだから、で、水着審査に関しても、いや、これは痩せてるかどうかとかセクシーかどうかじゃなくて、健康チェックのためですみたいな。生活、態度が分かるからですみたいな変なこう言い訳みたいになっちゃったわけよ、
うん、
だからまあ今回、まあ、そういうのちょっと一旦やめてその元々言ってる大義名分の部分とコンテストの中身をちゃんと合わせましょうっていうことらしいよ。
I think that mission statement or whatever it was just marketing before and they weren't serious.
そう、そうなの。本当にそう。
Yeah.
だからこれからはそっちにちゃんと合わせようっていう。
How do you think this is gonna play out? What's gonna happen?
どうだろうね。
First of all, are people gonna watch? I mean,、
Maybe.
people will watch at first,、
うん、
but are people going to watch?
Like,、うん、だからやっぱり本当に出てくる女性たちがすごい面白い人、うん、なんていうの、その頭がすごくいいとか、すごい面白いアイデアがあるとか、あ、こんな人いるんだ、うん、この人にぜひ奨学金あげてほしいなみたいなさ、うん、人がちゃんと出てくればまあ普通に面白いから見る人はいると思うよね。
うん、maybe。
だそもそもこの見た目だけでやるっていうこと自体が視聴率がすごい落ちてきてるんだって、
うん、
なんかそこまでみんなもう飽きちゃって興味もないみたいな。
Well, it's still wait, is it a beauty pageant still? It's
I don't think they're calling it beauty pageant from the beginning. At least Miss
America.
It
was a beauty pageant, period. Like, it was
yeah, it
a
was.
Beauty pageant. But
in
they weren't
reality,
saying、
yes.
that it was a beauty pageant.、
Mm.
So,
that the、yeah. empowering women とか言ってるからね、ずっと。
Mm.
ただ、だから、その大枠と中身が全然伴ってないっていうまま何十年もやってたっていう。
I saw an internet comment where someone said, let's take fucking out of porn.
Okay.
I thought it was kind of hilarious. Because so clearly a lot of the audience are watching because it's a beauty pageant.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like when, remember when Playboy dropped nudity?
Mm-hmm.
And what did Playboy do later?
Did they bring it back?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
So what's the difference between this and like America's Got Talent? Like we have talent shows already that have real talented people.
そうそうそう。だからそういう感じにするんじゃん。だからそれのもうちょっとインテリジェント版みたいな。これ結局だって奨学金を渡すのがゴールだから、何エデュケーションを上げるよっていうことだから、それと。まあ見た目って本当は関係ないはずじゃん。Mm.
So there's going to be a bunch of super, super smart people showing up.
Hopefully, yeah. Who deserves that money.
Hmm.
For the education, yeah.
They're also emphasizing this other attributes, not just intelligence, right? It's not just an IQ test.
なんか特技とか。
Like charity and stuff like that. そうそうそうそう。
今までやってきたこととか、職歴とか、そういうこと。
うん。
なんか、シャークタンクだっけ？ってあるじゃん。
Yeah.
その、アントレプレナーみたいな、なんか、新しいアイデアにお金をあげるみたいなショーあるじゃん、アメリカ。あれ見たことないんだけど。
I haven't seen it either.
Yeah. But、なんかそういう、なんていうの？なんかそれも見た目じゃないじゃん。どういうアイデアがあるかにお金をあげるよっていう、
uh-huh.
そういうふうにするんじゃない
Specifically, why did they get rid of the bathing suits? It's just...
Well, because it has nothing to do with the scholarship, right?
Well, I feel like the whole show has nothing to do with scholarships.
It will be.
I don't understand. I might have to actually watch this because I just don't know what it's about
well,
or what's happening.
Well, the CEO woman was saying that a lot of women said that they didn't want to do this anymore. Like they want to participate, but they don't want to wear swimsuits.
Well, I saw that they want to be more inclusive, but can't you just stop judging people on appearance so much? But I don't know. Can't they just let all kinds of people wear swimsuits?
But why do
they
have to?
Because you're kind of assuming that heavier people wouldn't want to wear swimsuits because
they'd
be ashamed.
No, they're not talking about heavier people. It was just like, なんで肌を出さなきゃいけない。
No, she said like all sizes or something, right?
She said that as well. Okay. But it wasn't because she assumes that bigger people don't want to wear swimsuits or anything. It was more like, その、この趣旨とそもそもだから水着を着なきゃいけないっていうことが合ってないよねっていう、うん、なんで肌を見せなきゃいけないのっていうでそれは本当に最も、
well,
最もだから
I just don't get it
まあそもそもビューティーパジェントっていうもの自体が結構謎じゃん特にアメリカのその、まあ、ミス・ティーン・ USA もそうだしあれも水着になるからね、うん、みんな10代ですごい若いけど、うんあとはあのちっちゃいジョンベネみたいなこうちっちゃい子供用のビューティーパジェントとかもう一番気持ち悪いと思うけど私はねああいうなんかこうもうなんか5歳とか4歳の子にめっちゃメイクしてちょっとなんかエロい感じの振り付けとか
What do they call them? Like stage moms
Yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah.
And there's like a stage mom stereotype You know, this mom that likeEverything's going into this little girl. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. And so, this girl is like her life. And and they like move the girl. The girl, I find it kind of weird, the stage mom thing.
Mm. 私はなんかその大人向けより子供向け先にやめればいいのにってちょっと思ったけど、まあこれ団体が違うからさ。
Don't you think this is still going to be a beauty pageant?
I don't know. We'll see. Hmm. They said they're going to start the new contest in September or something.
Hmm.
あの、Miss、なんだっけ、North Carolina のやつみたいなのは、まあ、避けてほしいよね。ちょっと、見てるこっちがさ、気まずいっていうか、かわいそうになっちゃうもんね、もう。なんか、うわぁ。 なんかこの子にその質問してるこっちがもう意地悪じゃんみたいなさ、なんていうの、まあ分かって出てるとはいえ、
How does this sentiment translate into like, you know, TV shows and pop culture and Hollywood that is just infinitely shallow?
Yeah.
It just, where is it?
まあそれは結構変わってきてるよね、やっぱりちょっとずつではあるけど、そのまあこうやって疑問を呈する人が出てくるとかさ、まあその上の方の男性たちがこうやってひどいこと言ってるのがバレちゃうってクビになるとか、まあ、ハービー・ワインスタインもそうだし、なんかこうちょっとずつ浄化されてる感はあるよね。
It's still pretty far out.
なんか元が悪すぎたから。
I mean, just go on Instagram and the number of girls that are doing squats and sticking their butts out is record high, right?
Yeah.
It's record high. And a lot of girls these days like to, you know, they work really hard to get in good shape, and then they enjoy showing that off.
Yeah. まあだから自分が好きでやっていて、自分が自ら発信してる分にはもうその人の自由だからいいと思うんだけど、それがエクスプロイテーションっていう風になっちゃうとまた違うじゃん。
Is it, do you think Miss America has been exploitive in that sense though?
まあそれは結構そういうふうに批判されてたよね、やっぱり。なんか。
But a lot of these girls were really trying to get into these competitions, like desperately, like it's, they really wanted it, you know? It's not easy to get into these things, like.
Right.
I mean, I know people that have entered in these, it's very serious, they consider themselves, you know, professionals and they work out every day, and you know they take their appearance very seriously too.
Yeah. Right. まあ、そうね。ただ、まあだから。
I just don't think that is necessarily like bad for women or anti-feminist. I don't really.
Right.
I mean,
for sure.
I don't understand it necessarily. Like, I don't know how to tease all that apart in my mind.
You know? I mean,
because I would never tell a girl not to do that. Like, oh, that's bad for women. Don't do that. That's ridiculous. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. まあなんか全員にとっていいか悪いかっていうのはもうそれは本当個人によるからなんとも言えないと思うんだけど、例えばじゃあそういうのが社会に与えてきた影響とかを考えた時、ちっちゃい女の子がビューティーパージェント見て育った時とかに、そのなんか若い10代の女の子が、あ、ちょっと太りすぎてるからあなたはダメとか、なんか鼻がこうだからダメって言われるとか、でそれをなんか整形して直したり過剰なダイエットして痩せたりとか、でそれで勝つことが良しとされてるとかさ、でその裏で悪口言ってるようなおじさんたちに点数つけられたりとかしてるみたいなこと自体が、じゃあ社会にとっていいかっていうと、まあどうかなとは思うけどね。
Have you seen interviews of Gwynne Shotwell, the CEO of SpaceX?
No.
Are you familiar with her?
Mm-mm.
Well, the CEO of SpaceX is female, Gwynne Shotwell.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells the story of how she got in, you know, how she was inspired to pursue engineering and stuff. And she was at some event and there was some scientist there that had a really pretty dress and like cute shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought that she was really, she had these values of, you know, she likes cute shoes and dresses and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's why she thought that lady was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that got her into engineering.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of a, she admits that it's a strange story.
Yeah.
But It's fascinating how that could turn into something so positive, and then this person could then become the CEO of probably the most innovative company on earth. You know?
Yeah. So I think, なんかこの間ハイパーループの記者会見の時もさ、なんかイケてる女の子がさ、あの出てきたじゃん。だからこんななんか可愛い子いるんだみたいな。でそれ。
Super pretty.
なんだ、そうで、あ、その子はすごい可愛いとか、すごい今時の感じ、っていうの自体は、すごい、じゃあ、そう思う ことが薄っぺらいかっていうとそういうことでもなくて、それは逆に今の話みたいにそういうのを見て、あ、なんかこういう風になりたいなって。
Yeah, like if you make engineering sexy、right? Doesn't that work to empower?
そう、ただだからそこでじゃあその子が水着で出てきて、何、水着を着させられて出てきてるとか、ってなるとまた違う話になるわけじゃん。だその子が実際に水着着たくて出てるわけじゃなくて、会社から言われて、ちょっとこの記者会見のストリーミングのビューを上げるためにお前水着着てくれみたいなさ、ってなっちゃうとまた違うじゃんねとか、だからなんか難しいけど。
Yeah, I mean, I think for a lot of women, you know, if you look at engineering and it's a bunch of dorky guys with pen protectors and thick glasses, and it's like, well, I don't belong over there. But she saw someone that was sexy, that was cool, that she could aspire to be like in that field, and that changed her perception.
そうね。だからその人本来の自分でいる状態で人にそうやってインスパイアを与えるっていうのはいいと思うんだけど、だからこういうふうになんか人が決めた基準に合わせて自分の容姿とかを寄せていって、それで評価されそれだけで評価されるっていうのはやっぱりなんかちょっと今の時代には合ってないかなとは思うよね。次、学会誌 Journal of Psychopharmacology に掲載されたブリティッシュコロンビア大学の研究で、16歳から70歳までの男性1266人を対象に薬物に関する調査を行いました。コカイン、覚醒剤、アルコールなどの薬物を摂取している人は、薬物を使用しない人に比べ、家庭内暴力を引き起こす傾向が増加していました。一方、LSD、マジックマッシュルーム、DMT など、幻覚剤を1回でも使用したことがある人は、家庭内暴力を起こす確率が半分以下に減っていました。過去の調査でも、刑務所内の受刑者のうち、過去に幻覚剤を使用したことがある人は他の受刑者に暴力を振るう確率が低いことが分かっています。チームは暴力の抑制と幻覚剤に相関関係があることは明白だが、そのメカニズムは不明とした上で、家庭内暴力を減らすために幻覚剤を治療に使用する可能性を探っていくべきであるとして、今後も研究を続ける予定です。
Researchers at the University of British ColumbiaConducted an anonymous survey of 1,266 people aged 16 to 70, asking them about various drugs. The study found that use of cocaine, stimulants, and alcohol were associated with an increase in domestic violence. However, the survey also found that people who had taken psychedelics such as LSD, magic mushrooms, or DMT were less than half as likely to commit domestic violence. Past research has had similar findings,suggesting that prison inmates who had done psychedelics in their life had a low probability of being violent towards other inmates. The team stated the following: We found that better ability to manage negative emotions may help explain why the hallucinogen users were less violent, but the mechanism for this effect remains unclear. The researchers suggest that psychedelics may be effective in reducing domestic violence and intend to pursue further research in that direction.
So,覚醒剤って日本語で書いちゃったけど、メスね、具体的には。で、この LSD、マジックマッシューム、DMT とかっていういわゆるクラシックサイケデリックスは身体的な依存性はないと言われてるから。
What's classic?
Like nothing new? Like too synthetic? Or...I don't know. They were calling it classic.
Well, there are a bunch of like derivative synthetic psychedelic compounds that have been created in like private laboratories and stuff recently.
So like not those.
Yeah.
そうそうそう。すごい面白いよね。アルコールは合法だから一番イメージしやすいと思うけど、アルコール飲んで喧嘩したりとかさ。怒りっぽくなるとか、暴力振るって覚えてないとか、っていうのは、よくあるというか、普通に。
Yeah, I mean, you can also imagine smoking meth and going crazy. I don't know if that's how it works, but There's been so much research recently on, well, way more research recently in the last 2 or 3 years on psychedelics than probably ever.
そうだね。
Right? At least before research was restricted.
そう。で、この家庭内暴力を起こす確率が半分以下っていうのは普通にこう、なんていうの?統計的に it's significant、
うん、
だから、まあ、これをこのまま治療に使えるんじゃないかっていう研究を続ける意義は確実にあるっていう感じ。
Yeah, it seems very significant. I don't know, I mean, is there a record of some chemical substance people taking that resulted in such a dramatic behavioral modification like that?
ね、わかんない。だから、まあ、アルコールとタバコっていうのは合法でもあるから使ってる人の数もすごく多いし、その割に、まあ、すごく体にも悪いし、他人に与える影響もすごく大きいっていうのはずっと指摘されていて。
But they're talking about people who have done these things once or more times, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not like they're on these drugs all the time.
あ、そうそう、そうなの。そうなの。だから、はい、あの、摂取してる間にっていう話じゃないんだよね。一、mm-hmm. 回でもか、もう何年前でもいいけど、やったことある人、
yeah.
はっていうことだから、そうそうそう。
Well, they say people that do these, like LSD and mushrooms and DMT, these, they generally don't want to do them again for quite a significant years often. I think same is the case with likeIbogaine and ayahuasca for some people.、
うん、そうね。ayahuasca はうちの番組でも、あの、ね、何回か特別編で来てもらって話したりしたけど、こう、なんていうの、娯楽のために何回も やりたくなるみたいなもんではないじゃん、確実に。
Yeah, だから。It's like you, these people, you know, they do ayahuasca and then it changes their outlook on things seemingly permanently.
Yeah.
And they seem to think that they're better off for it.
Yeah.
And they don't have, you know, any urgent need to go immediately go do more of it.
Yeah.
Whereas if you do cocaine, cocaine users, they want to do more cocaine、mm. right away, right? And、mm-hmm. and that's where you get this fiend, you know, a fiend is like a meth user or a cocaine user who just will do almost anything to obtain that substance. And、yeah. oftentimes that results in violent acts and criminal activity.、
うん、私は前からこういつも言ってるけど、闇組織とかの資金源にしないためと、うん、まあ変なよく分かってない人が入手するのを防ぐとか、子供が入手するのを防ぐために逆に合法にして厳しく政府が管理すればいいと思ってる派なんだけど、だこういうふうに新しいのを読めば読むほどやっぱりこうアルコールとかが手軽にどんな量でも買えちゃう、
well, you can die.
っていうのはすごいなんかすごいことだよなって思ってくる。
You know, I can walk over to the konbini and buy a couple, you know, black knickers and pound those、yeah. and I could die
Yeah, so 本当に
I find people all the time, like just a couple days, last week when I was walking through Yogi Koen, I found 3 people, all of whom were severely intoxicated from、mm. alcohol. And one of them was a girl who the other 2 guys did not know. She was unconscious, you know, and it was not a good situation. So, you know, I had to、yeah. go get the authorities, and this is at like,11:30 in the morning、
mm.
hundreds of people have walked past and no one's done anything、
yeah.
the alcohol culture here blows my mind sometimes. I'm just like
とか、まあ、毎年ぐらいさ、その新入生歓迎会とかで大学生が一気飲みして死んじゃったりとかさ、mm. まあ、タバコなんてね、あれを一本食べたらさ、子供とかなんて簡単に死ぬわけじゃん。でも普通に、mm. あのコンビニで買えるし、だからこう、
well, tobacco kills 50% of users who do not stop smoking it.
Right.
The fatality rate, and it's extremely addictive. So,
yeah.
You know, it's, those are just about the worst stats you'll get.
Yeah.
You know.
だからこう、なんとなくその、 それぞれのサブスタンスが与えている健康と、まあ、安全に与えている影響とそのリーゴルステータスがすごい乖離があるなとは思うよね。
On the flip side, there are people who have done psychedelics that are prominent figures that say things that society at large finds concerning. And those are people like Terence McKenna and Timothy Leary and you know, some of these, what would you call them, psychonauts or psychedelicos from the past.
Right.
And, you know, like McKenna raves about elves and supposedly the DMT thing is like almost impossible to make sense of, you know. Kanye West released his album a few days ago. In the very first track, he says that he died and lived again on DMT. And everyone's like, what are you talking about? Now we've got Kanye West doing some crazy, you know, fairly intense psychedelic drugs. And he's just talking about it.
Yeah.
And then the second track on the song is about 2CB, which is one of these chemical derivative drugs. It's kind of similar to ecstasy, I think. Yeah. But he takes those psychedelics, comes back, and he's like, I'm leading with love. You know, it's all peace now.
Yeah.
Trying to squash the beef. And I saw this interview, and he's like, people are sending threats at me, but I know it's all love. Like, we're all family. Everyone in the world is one family. Like,
yeah.
And he says, basically, he's calling a bluff on society that they're not going to kill him for his politics or whatever. But it's very interesting. Seeing figures take these substances and then kind of apply it to their art or whatever.
Yeah.
It's very disruptive in the culture. Very disruptive. For whatever reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
なんか、あの、特に日本だとこういうまだ違法なものがいっぱいあるから、こう、医療に使えるかどうかの研究すらもできないわけじゃない。だからそれで救われる人がたくさん実はいるかもしれないけど、まあ、その機会を逃してるっていうか、なんかこうやって海外でやってくれてるからいいっちゃいいけどさ。
Well, they should forward the research on this. I mean, it's been unbelievably positive so far.
Yeah, yeah.
The findings with psilocybin and neurogenesis,
ね、
as well as the they had really high success rates with treating what do they call it? Treatment resistant.Long-term depression that doesn't respond to other treatments.
脳の損傷とかうつ病とか、ね、なんかいろんなものに効くっていうのは分かってきてるよね。次。
According to research published in the Philosophical Transactions of the Royal Society B, Biological Sciences, humans experience six distinct feelings of disgust. The findings are based on a survey of 2,500 people who graded 75 revolting scenarios.From no disgust to extreme disgust. Some examples include accidentally using someone else's deodorant, feeling someone cough in your face, being licked by a stray dog, your coworker having a bad eye infection, squashing a slug with your bare feet, and the idea of a person sitting behind you on the plane vomiting. Roughly, the six types of disgust are poor hygiene, animals and pests, sexual behavior,irregular or odd physical appearances, signs of infection, such as lesions, and lastly, rotting or decaying food. According to the researchers, our intense feelings of disgust have evolved as a protective response against pathogens and infection.
Philosophical Transactions of the Royal Society B, Biological Sciences に掲載された研究で、人間が何かに対して抱く気持ち悪いという感情には6種類あることが分かりました。研究では2500人の被験者に75種類のシナリオを読ませ、気持ち悪いと思う度合いを評価させました。シナリオには、間違って他人のデオドラントを使用してしまう、誰かが自分の顔に向かって咳をする、野良犬に舐められる、同僚がひどい目の感染症を患っている、 裸足でナメクジを踏みつぶしてしまう、飛行機で後ろの席の人が吐いているなどが用意されました。これを種類別に分けると、1不潔さ、2動物や害虫関連、3性的行動関連、4特殊なまたは変わった身体的見た目、5感染症の症状、6腐った食べ物でした。チームは、人間の気持ち悪いという感情は病原体や感染症から身を守るために発達したものであるとしています。
Yep.
なるほどね。このシナリオ最悪だねあんまり考えたくないよね
Yeah. Yeah.
野良犬に舐められる。
I don't. That doesn't bother me that much. Where would you put these on your scale? If you accidentally use someone else's deodorant, are you extremely disgusted or are you just like, whatever?
ここで言うデオドラントってあれだよね。あのアメリカ人が好きなこうスティックのりタイプのやつでしょ。直接肌に塗るやつだよね。日本はこうスプレータイプが多いからあんまりピンとこない人がいるかもしれないけど。他人のデオドラントって誰のかによらない?
Just Yeah, it does.
でしょ? 全然、それによって全然違くない?
Not family. Not just an acquaintance. Just happens to have the same deodorant. Your friend's friend on a road trip or something.
なんか爽やかっぽい人だったらいいけどさ、汚っぽい人だったら嫌だとかあるじゃん。
It's totally a judgment about the person.
そうで、でもそれによるじゃん。 Which
probably has, it doesn't have that much to do with what's actually going on in your armpit. Right? Your evaluation of the person.
でも結局それもさ、そのパスジェンとかインフェクションを防ぎたいっていう思いから来てるわけだから、綺麗な人だったらそれを直接使っちゃっても、まあ自分にそんな害はなさそうだけどさ。
So you'd evaluate the hygiene of the person.
そう。じゃない？無意識だとしてもね。
Yeah,
それはあるでしょ、
yeah. 絶対。So it doesn't gross you out that much.
それはそこまでかな。
Not as much as someone coughing in your face or something, right?
あ、それは本当にイラッとする。あの、yeah. 電車で座ってたら前に立ったおじさんが、何にもマスクとかカバーとかもしないで咳するときとか、もうなんか、
It's raining down, right?
なんか、え、人としてどうなってるって思う。なんか、え、どういうつもり、yeah. みたいな思っちゃう。それ結構やだね。
What about like lesions or, you know how some people, they can work at the morgue or they can work as a nurse and some people are just like, no way, never.Right? They can't deal with blood. They can't deal with... Like, blood is a similar reaction, right?
Yeah. 私そういうのは結構無理な方。
Really? Like medical stuff?
てか、そういう germ and infection 系、
What if it's just like, you just need to shove this, you know, 15 centimeter needle into this person's spine and...extract fluid. Does that gross you out or is it just...
No, I'm just scared.
You're just scared you'll mess it up or something. It's not gross.
It's not gross.
I tend to...
People think it's gross?
Stuff like that kind of grosses me out.
Like, you're disgusted?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's kind of gross.
Ah, so. 面白いね。
That's not gross at all?
No. 気持ち悪くはない。怖い。
Because I kind of see the needle like going into their yeah. layers of their tissue and the kind of
you think that's
gross.
Disgusting?
A little, yeah. Huh.
面白いね。へえ。
I don't want to deal with someone's spinal fluid. I don't know.
まあそれはそうだけど。
I don't. But just like super deep kind of really medically stuff where it's just you know it's so explicit.
Yeah.
There's no one's dressed this up. It is what it is.
まあね。
Right?
Yeah.
It's just like, wow, wait, you're going to snap his ribs off, you know, so we can get to the heart. Oh yeah, yeah. We're going to use this and we're going to snap each of these ribs and we're going to remove the rib cage.
Yeah.
It's like, kind of grosses me out.
Like, oh, so.
Like,
no? 私多分その人が生きてるか死んでるかで違うかもしれない。生きてたら別にいい。
I'm just assuming they're alive. We're not
no, but at like
performing
morgue, you know?
surgery.
But like, autopsy とか。
If they're dead, it's better?
No.
Or it's worse?
Worse.
Okay.
だから if they're alive, it's not gross or anything.
Huh.
If they're dead, it's kind of like, ugh.
It's...
ちょっと気持ち悪い。
Yeah. Well, the dead gives you the same... Just dead in general gives you that response, no?
いや、それこそそういうパスジェン的な、なんていうの、なんか unknown感がある。なんて言えばいいんだろう。
Yeah.
なんだろうね。灰色っぽいイメージ。
Yeah, it's weird to think about how many thousands, tens of millions of people, I don't even know, died because they didn't have a sufficient disgust response.
そうだね。
To keep them away from something.
だから、得体の知れない池とかにどんどん入っていく人とかさ。で、謎の寄生虫とかに犯されるみたいな。だからそういうのすごい嫌な。そういうの個人的に絶対入りたくない。
Yeah, the swampy water is really scary to me. Ever since I read this like Neti Pot article like 10 years ago about some guy or some lady got a brain virus.
Yeah.
And then I was looking up brain viruses and it's like, oh, there's brain viruses in standing lakes. You know, still water has these weird parasite brain viruses.
So, so brain eating parasites, right? So, それ私も読ん、最、もうここ5年ぐらいでなんかそういうの記事多いじゃん。そっからもうなんか水が循環してない、そういう池とか水たまりとか絶対入りたくないって思っちゃう。
Well, you have a puddle for just like a day, and then there's like all kinds of weird stuff going on.
Yeah.
Some moldy stuff, some mosquito eggs are hatching, you know, they're wiggling, you know.
Yeah.
Happens really quick.
Oof.
There was a similar study to this that was actually done by Kyoto University's Primate Research Institute. I did not know they had a Primate Research Institute. But they basically did...
食べ物のやつ?食べ物の実験のやつ?
Yeah, but they were measuring disgust, and they confirmed that bonobos have similar behavior and disgust reactions to things that like humans do.
なんかあれだよね、ご飯の近くに汚いものがある時とかの話じゃなかったっけ?
Yeah, and they assume that it could be contaminated. So it totally depends on the distance between the food and the contamination source.
そりゃそうだよね。
Yeah, we totally agree with how they, they think like us in that sense.
そうだね。特にこう自然だと、ね、食べ物が落ちてて、それ拾って食べてるわけじゃん、とかってなった時にさ、近くに誰かのじゃあうんちがありますってなったらちょっと嫌だなとか絶対あるよね。
Yeah, and you can, we check fruits, we check things before we eat them, and...I mean, that'll probably go away because we all just go to the supermarket now. But I was digging up potatoes with my obachan on this tsuchi in Shizuoka. And she's telling me, like, if the potato has, like, this green color, then it'll... onaka kowasu kara. You can't eat that part.
Huh.
And I don't know, I kind of felt...primal, you know, I'm like digging stuff out of the ground and checking, you know, and I found a potato that had that green patch.
Okay.
And it's like, ugh, you know, it's kind of like, ugh, gross.
So what's this green patch? Is it rotten or? What is it?
I don't, it's like if the air is not moving properly over the potatoes. Then the potatoes can develop this green... It's just the health of the potato plant, I think. I don't really know. This is like the first time I've done potatoes. Usually it's like shiitake or like, I don't know, take no ko or something, warabi. But this time I was getting potatoes.
Okay.
But yeah, you have that reaction when you see that a spot on like a fruit or something, you know?
次
Days on Earth are getting longer as the moon drifts away further into space. According to a study published on Monday in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, days on Earth used to last just 18 hours, some 1.4 billion years ago, when the moon was closer. Currently, the moon is moving away from us at 3.82 centimeters per year. As the moon moves further away, the Earth's rotation slows, much like an ice skater extending their arms. The researchers were able to determine the details of the Earth's prehistoric orbit from studying the geology of the Earth in 90-million-year-old rock sediment and cross-referencing that with our knowledge of celestial bodies in the solar system. Study author Stephen Myers stated the following: "The geologic record is an astronomical observatory for the early solar system. We are looking at its pulsing rhythm, preserved in the rock and the history of life."
月曜日に米国科学アカデミー企業に掲載された研究で、14億年前の地球は1日がたった18時間であったことが分かりました。現在月は毎年地球から 3.82 センチメートル離れていっていますが、月が離れるにつれ地球の自転の速度が遅くなり、1日の長さが伸びていきます。研究では9000万年前の堆積岩の中の地質を分析し、当時の天体の様子と照らし合わせることで軌道の詳細を割り出しました。研究を率いたスティーブン・マイヤーズ氏は以下のように述べています。地質記録を見るということは初期の太陽系の天体を見ることでもあるのです。地質記録を見ているとき、私たちは岩や生命の歴史に保管された太陽系のリズムを見ているのです。
Yep.
18時間。
Mm-hmm.
結構違うね。
How would that be? What do you think would be different? How would we live our lives differently if we had, you know, six less hours?
だってさ、人間の別に必要な睡眠時間は変わんないわけだもんね。だそうなると、
Well, there weren't humans. Well, there was something close to a human 1.4 billion, billion, billion. No, no humans.
No, no. But I mean, if we only had 18 hours a day.
Yeah, assuming that we had the same requirement.
Yeah, so
I don't know that we would, but yeah, I feel like it's really short already. I feel like my day is already 18 hours. You don't feel, I always feel at the end of the day, I'm like, where did the time go? No?
18 hours.
Is 24 enough for you? 十分
でも日によるよね
Every day, I feel like it's too short.
足りない。
Yeah.
忙しいと足りないよね。
But I feel like even if I feel like I make myself busy enough that I feel like there's not enough.
え、じゃあ逆に何時間あったら足りるの?
I'd be like 30.
Six more?
I think it also depends on how tired you feel at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes around like I go to bed probably like 2 a.m. And wake up like 9, ideally, on a good day. So, I don't know. You're good with how it is. It's perfect right now. You don't want more time. Do you wish it was shorter?
I don't know. I've never had a shorter day or longer day, so I can't really say. 想像できないもんだって。まず、でもこれさ、月がどんどん離れていって、そうだよね。でもだから6時間長くなるのに14億年かかってるわけだもんね。
Yeah. But you can't take this rate of 3.82 centimeters per year and you know, so the moon is 4.5 billion years old. So if you take 4.5 billion years multiplied by 3.82 centimeters, like it's way too close. Like that's not correct. So the rate has changed. So the actual research is quite in talking in depth about different orbits of different planets and how they affected the Earth and the tilt of the Earth and how all of these things are connected to the Earth's ecosystems and how the moon getting further away could affect, you know, plankton or something, you know, weird stuff like that.
So the speed is getting slower.
It's super, super complicated. It's like it has to do with the Milankovitch cycles, which we've discussed before, but primarily the mass and orbit of Jupiter greatly affects the solar system and even affects the weather, the climate on Earth. Everything affects everything, but people are using this information and tying it to a lot of different things. So like there are ecological changes that have now been explained by the Milankovitch cycles. So it's like the mass and orbit of Jupiter affected certain species on Earth by affecting the climate here.
Okay.
But it's kind of like a butterfly effect thing that's been running for, you know, billions of years. So to try to figure it out in reverse is very complicated. And the timescales are extremely long. You know, 3.82 centimeters per year is actually not, you know, is that fast? Is it slow? It's about the rate that your fingernails grow. That's how fast the moon is getting far away at the rate that your fingernails grow. And so it takes like half a million years for the Earth to gain, for a day to gain 1 hour. So it will be 25 hours long, like 650,000 years from now or something.
爪って1年に 3.8 センチしか伸びないの?
I think so.
逆にそこにびっくりしてんだけど。もっと伸びてる感じするんだけど。
It's a similar, I don't know, nails might be faster, probably it depends on how healthy you are, how old you are, I don't know.
全然そこがポイントじゃないけどね。
That wasn't the point.
I know.
But it's interesting to think about, you know, how it started, how the system started, you know, a large body, maybe a planet, but something large hit Earth and formed the moon out of the Earth 4.5 billion years ago. And it was much closer than it's been drifting away. I was looking into why the moon is drifting away, and it's very confusing.
Okay.
But I don't even know if this is correct, but one explanation I saw was has to do with the tidal lock. But the Earth is rotating, and so the moon pulls the tides to the moon side, right? But then the Earth rotates and carries that tide ahead of the moon, which warps the gravitational field that's interacting with the moon and causes the moon to accelerate and move further out.
So is it gonna keep going away, or is it gonna stop at some point, or what's happening?
I saw some blurb about what's eventually going to happen. Where was this from? I wish I had the source for this, but I think it was from this book. I forgot the name of the book, but I have the quote here, and it was just an explanation of what people think is going to happen. I mean, it's from a science fiction book, but it's still accurate.
Okay.
But when the tidal frictions of the moon and the Earth become equalized, the Earth will always turn the same hemisphere toward the moon, and the day and month will be analogous in length, about 47 days. When such stability of orbits is attained, tidal frictions will go into reverse action, no longer driving the moon further away from the Earth, but gradually drawing the satellite toward the planet. And then, in that far distant future, when the moon approaches to within about 11,000 miles of the Earth, the gravity action of the latter will cause the moon to disrupt, and this tidal gravity explosion will shatter the moon into small particles, which may assemble about the world as rings, of matter resembling those of Saturn or may be gradually drawn into Earth as meteors.
え、じゃあ今離れてってるけど、どっかしらで近づいてきて粉々になるってこと？どういうこと？
Yeah, that's what they think is going to happen. That the, the moon is going to reverse. It's going to come towards us. And then the gravitational field will rip it apart. And this will happen before the Earth would become tidally locked to the moon, I believe. Or maybe this will happen. Yeah, maybe this will happen after the Earth would be tidally locked to the moon.
Okay.
But there's debate whether the Earth would tidally lock to the moon before the sun exploded, but
right.
We don't know.
Huh.
But it's kind of a chilling idea that the moon would fly in towards us. We would see it get larger and larger and larger and larger, and then it would just disassemble in space and become this crazy ring of moon dust rock.
でもその前に太陽が爆発するかもしれないんでしょ?
Hopefully. Well, I don't know.
あの、メランコリアっていう映画あったけど、あれもあなんかこうなんかよくわかんない惑星、あれムーンではなかったかな、まあなんか惑星が近づいてきてるみたいな、でもう地球をにぶつかることはもう避けられません、っていう話だった。
But it's a planet.
だった気がする。すごいでかいの、とにかく。で毎日毎日こう近づいてくるのが見えてる。
That will happen with the Andromeda galaxy, right? The Andromeda galaxy will get closer and closer until that galaxy will just be taking up the entire sky. Yeah. We won't be alive for that unless we neuralink ourselves into the matrix, but
thank God.
But you know, the idea of that visual is pretty crazy.
Yeah. 超 doomed だよね。
Well,
it's like every day you wake up and you look up at the sky and it's like, oh, it's
if it's the planet
closer.
Thing, then yeah.
Yeah.
That gives, I mean, you have a real doomsday built into your mortal life. And every day when you wake up, you know, whatever form that Grim Reaper takes is one day closer to your final breath.
Yeah, but you know, it's not like...
It's the planet... Suspended above our planet is, you know, just a macrocosm of the individual dilemma.
It's right? Too visual, right?
Too well, it's not visual enough for in reality, I feel.
Which
like.
Is great. Otherwise, it's scary.
I guess.
See?
According to a study published in the Journal of Applied Research in Memory and Cognition by researchers at the University of California, taking a photo of something impairs your memory, whether or not you expect to keep the photo. The participants were asked to view paintings on a screen for 15 seconds each. One group was instructed to photograph the painting and was told that the image would be stored somewhere. Another group was instructed to photograph the painting and then delete the photo, and the last group just viewed each painting without taking a photograph at all. 10 minutes later, the subjects responded to a multiple-choice memory test about the paintings. The researchers found that memory performance was worse when subjects photographed paintings beforehand, even if the subject immediately deleted it themselves afterward.
学会誌 Journal of Applied Research in Memory and Cognition に掲載されたカリフォルニア大学の研究で、写真を撮ることで記憶が劣化していることが分かりました。撮った写真をすぐに削除するつもりだとしても、結果は同じでした。実験ではスクリーンに絵画を表示させて被験者に15秒間ずつ観察してもらいました。一つ目のグループには絵画の写真を撮影させ、その写真はどこかに保存されていると告げておき、二つ目のグループには絵画の写真を撮影させた上ですぐに削除させ、三つ目のグループには写真を撮らずにただ絵を見てもらいました。10分後、それぞれの被験者に先ほど見た絵画に関する記憶テストをやってもらったところ、写真を撮らずに絵を観察していたグループに比べ、写真を撮った一つ目と二つ目のグループの点数がどちらも同等に低くなっていました。
Yep.
これ単純にさ、その15秒しかないから、写真撮ってるとその実際に絵画だけを見てる時間が短いからっていうことじゃなくて、それもあり?
they don't. I read that they just took the picture and then they did that within the 15 seconds. So it does take a second to take the picture. But in reality, if you're, you know, if an event is occurring and, you know, you, taking a picture takes time, you know, you don't get that time back. Not taking the picture, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think that there's a huge conflict there.
まあ見てるつもりになってるもんね。写真とかビデオ撮ってる間も、そのスクリーンを通じて見てるからそんなにちゃんと注目できてないにしても。
But I mean, if you give someone the task, if you just tell someone like, remember everything that's here in this image, and you can't use a reference when we test you about it later, would you take a picture or would you? You know, if you can't look at it, I'm conflicted because I know that when I try to, when I want to remember something, sometimes I'll write it down with my hand on a piece of paper. And writing it on a piece of paper, for whatever reason, helps me remember it.
Right.
Even though you kind of think that it would have the opposite effect because you have this.
I guess that's different from taking. I think it's different from taking pictures because, in order for you to write it down, you need to process it in your brain, right? Mm-hmm. You have to use your own words.
Yeah.
But taking pictures, it's kind of like you can be totally mindless.
You can.
You're just pressing the button.
You can, but when I take pictures, unless I'm using my iPhone or something, generally, you know, it's. A manual focus lens and I'm trying to get the exposure right and it's a process where I'm really deeply looking at the thing that I'm photographing.
Right.
I think that might be a distinctly different process than just hitting the camera button on your iPhone, right?
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you're taking a picture of a painting.
Mm.
Right, I mean...
Well, in this case,
there's no,
they're taking a picture of a screen... which has a painting on it.
Ah, so だね.
I don't know if that's... I have to think that's got to be somewhat different than being in front of a real painting like and thinking like this is the painting that was painted by this guy. Like,
right.
It's the real object, right?
Yeah. そうだね。まあ、それもあるよね。写真ね。
People... This has become... an increasingly relevant topic because I think people are realizing that their dependence on devices is undermining their cognitive ability.
Yeah.
Whether it's your ability to navigate using a map, you know, or to just remember things in general.
Mm.
You know, you can use a to-do list. Are you completely screwed if you don't have a grocery list, stuff you need to buy at the grocery store. Can you just show up? Will you get everything? Or is it no way? You got to have a list.
Like, personally, grocery shopping, I don't need a list, but calendar.
Hmm.
If something happens to my iPhone calendar app, then I'm fucked.
You have no idea what's going on.
I have no idea what I have tomorrow.
Hmm.
Or next week.
The calendar is like a...
the extended part of my brain.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. You think it's useful to be aware of, you know, where these brain tentacles of yours have extended themselves to?
Yeah.
Like what's been delegated to manage, you know, this part of your memory or this, you know, is it the calendar, the iPhone, it gets weird, right?
Yeah, but when I see my grandma struggling, like she has dementia, and she has no habit of like writing things down because she used to remember everything, right?
Mm. Would she remember that she wrote something down?
She doesn't. That's the thing. Because it's
not
her habit.
Even if she did write it down?
Yeah. Because it's not in her system. Hmm. It's not her habit.
Maybe you should make yourself as dependent on technology as possible right before you get dementia.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Keeps working.
そう、本当にでもそう思う。だから私はもう自分の記憶を頼らないことに慣れてるじゃん。で、特にうつ病になってからもう自分のこと信じてないから、カレンダーに全部書いてある。だから覚えてる必要ないし、ここ見ればいいやと思ってるけど、それこそ本当におばあちゃんはその修正がないから、書いてもどこに書いたかまず覚えてないし、書いたってことも覚えてないし、それを見ようっていう発想がまずない、からもう何も分かんなくなっちゃうじゃん、だからまあ元気なうちにそのルーティーンがあるっていうのはある意味いいか
なと思う。 Do you think our dependence on these things could make that worse, you know, or make it more likely that you'll haveThose issues. It's like not, you know, if you do crossword puzzles, it's good for your brain, right?
Yeah.
But now you're kind of taking shortcuts with everything because everything's, you know, an automated reminder from Siri or something. You know, if you have an AI that can really manage, like really, really manage all that stuff,
yeah.
You know, so your whole life is just like your calendar, right? If the AI is not turned on, you just have no idea.
Right.
You know?
どうなんだろうね。でも比べられないよね。昔の人と例えば比べようとしてもインプットの量が全然違うじゃん、だからじゃあ今の人の方が記憶しているものの量は少ないかっていうとそうでもないと思うし。
Do you think the input's that different? I guess、
yeah.
it must be.
Are you serious? Like just the number of movies that we see in our lifetime, for example.
But number of movies, but you can walk through the forest and there's infinite information in the forest, and we're scrolling through fucking Netflix thinking that we're getting so much information. I'm kind of skeptical of that idea.
Well,
right?
But like...
Like we're all watching the same mindless bullshit.
Yeah, but I mean like if you think about medical knowledge, you know...
Yeah.
If you compare my grandma's medical knowledge against mine, even like the simplest thing, you know, she has no idea because there was no way for her to know back then. So, I mean, you know.
Well, this is where you have the, they've actually dubbed it the Google effect, you know, where you don't remember something because you Google it. What you remember is how to Google the thing that.
Right.
Know. So, right.
でも全部忘れちゃうわけじゃないもんね。
But if Google was turned off right now, your obaja with dementia would probably be more productive. Like if the internet was just shut off, I really think our generation would be, if there was like a worldwide just EMP went off, you know, the Amish have been working on it for the last 300 years. It's the only technology they sanctioned was the EMP because it would, you know.
Right.
I don't know where I'm going with this, but if all the technology was just EMP'd tomorrow...You know, and you are in the habit of outsourcing your brain's memory function to Google or elsewhere. I mean, first of all, just the absence of that high bandwidth stimulus that you're talking about would probably drive us nuts, right?
I guess. It depends, right? I mean, I love it when I'm traveling, the fact that I don't have access to Google and stuff, so...
But you still Google everything that you feel like you need to Google, even when you're traveling.
Maybe, I don't know.
For sure.
でもなんかその疑問があんま湧いてこないからさ。Like when I'm in a resort or something, like I don't really need to Google. I mean, I don't get questions about,
yes,
you know,
people in resorts,
the flu.
Google less.
You know what I mean?
But we can't all just move to resorts and stop Googling. The map thing, like your, how do you rank your map ability? And because do you remember the route to get somewhere if you're using a map or GPS? You know, you turn the thing on. Like I know so many people that do this. They turn that thing on where it has the blue dot, right? And it faces the direction that you're facing.
Yeah.
And then they walk in the wrong direction for 5 minutes and like, oh, it's this way. And then we start, you know, they follow the blue dot and the blue dot could fall off a cliff and they walk right off it.
Right.
Right. But you don't remember the route because it's like the turn by turn instructions. Turn left.
Yeah, yeah,
you just turn left.
Yeah.
No brain. No brain.
Yeah, no.
Just turn left.
No, love it.
Go straight for 10 miles.
I love it.
Okay.
Because I never, I always sucked at it, reading maps. So I remember when I was younger, I had to navigate myself through Barcelona. You know, I was there for a month and I was always confused. So I would kind of give up and just ask everybody. You know, so it's like Google.
Yeah.
Just bothering many people.
Well, I think, you know, interacting with people is probably more beneficial than, you know,
I guess.
Your instant.
But I'm just saying
search.
That my skill is probably the same back then and now, you know. It's not like I was better then.
Yeah, but if they didn't have the blue dot thing, you think you would have learned maps or how to walk around? No.
I would still ask everybody.
Never happened.
Nope. I give up. I'm so bad at it. Like, I can't even try anymore.
You can't even try. You're never going to try to figure out how to
navigate. I was trying in Barcelona. It's just like I learned that. Sometimes I find myself going into the opposite direction after looking at the map for like 5 minutes and be like, okay, I have to go this way. And then,
what were you
and
doing for those 5 minutes?
I'm just walking, being confused.
No,
I'm
I mean,
just like,
the
whoa.
5 minutes that you were looking at the map, like
I'm just
how do you look at the map for 5 minutes?
So I look at the,
and you start moving opposite.
I look at the names of the street and the corners and it's like, okay, so, you know, I have to turn right here and left here. And then I'm going the opposite way. So, and it happened many times. So I was like, okay, fuck this. I can't do this. Like, this is one thing that I just can't do. So I'm just going to ask people, like, where am I?
Mm.
And then they'll tell me, and it's faster.
Mm. Yeah, people don't really ask for directions that much anymore, though, right?
It depends. I get asked.
Someone asked me for directions to some art gallery thing. And I mixed up which art gallery they were talking about and I sent them in the wrong direction. And I was like, oh, wow, I'm so helpful. And I'm like, 2 minutes later, I'm like, oh, shit, that's the other art gallery. And I look back, but obviously the guy's gone. I'm like, oh.
How I saw.
My bad.
My care no se de.
Yeah,
so just people just need to use Google Maps. Not ask Michael.
Yeah, just give ourselves up to the AI overlords.
文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、iPad、Mac、Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。単発でのテキスト購入もできるし、月額240円で全部のエピソードの文字起こしが読める激安プランもありますので試してみてください。先日 iOS 用のアップデートを公開して、いろいろ進化しているので、そちらもやってみてね。Android はまだ出てないんだよね。ちょっと何人かから質問来て、
あと多分2週間ぐらいかな。
なのでお待ちいただけると助かります。
Are you making a lot of friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
すごいみんなアドしてくれてるよ。そう、バトルモードでね。あのプロフィールを作って他のユーザーと対戦しながら単語を習得しようっていうモードもつけてくれたのでマイケルがそれも遊んでみてください、Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。